At the center of this mystery, in the midst of this wonderment of faith, stands Mary, as the loving mother of the Redeemer. She was the first to experience it, to the wonderment of nature you bore your Creator. 52. The words of this liturgical antiphon also express the truth of the great transformation which the mystery of the Incarnation establishes for man. It is a transformation which belongs to his entire history, from that beginning which is revealed to us in the first chapters of Genesis, until the final end, in the perspective of the end of the world, of which Jesus has revealed to us neither the day nor the hour. Matthew 25:13. It is an unending and continuous transformation, between falling and rising again, between the man of sin and the man of grace and justice. The Advent liturgy in particular is at the very heart of this transformation, and captures its unceasing, here and now, when it exclaims, "Assist your people, who have fallen yet strive to rise again." These words apply to every individual, every community, to nations and peoples, and to the generations and epochs of human history, to our own epoch, to these years of the millennium which is drawing to a close. Assist, yes, assist, your people, who have fallen. This is the invocation addressed to Mary, the loving mother of the Redeemer. The invocation addressed to Christ, who through Mary entered human history. Year alter year the antiphon rises to Mary, evoking that moment which saw the accomplishment of this essential historical transformation, which irreversibly continues, the transformation from falling to rising. Mankind has made wonderful discoveries and achieved extraordinary results in the fields of science and technology. It has made great advances along the path of progress and civilization, and in recent times one could say that it has succeeded in speeding up the pace of history. But the fundamental transformation, the one which can be called original, constantly accompanies man's journey, and through all the events of history accompanies each and every individual. It is the transformation from falling to rising, from death to life. It is also a constant challenge to people's consciences, a challenge to man's whole historical awareness, the challenge to follow the path of not falling in ways that are ever old and ever new, and of rising again if a fall has occurred. As she goes forward with the whole of humanity towards the frontier between the two millennia, the Church, for her part, with the whole community of believers, and in union with all men and women of goodwill, takes up the great challenge contained in these words of the Marian antiphon, the people, who have fallen yet strive to rise again, and she addresses both the Redeemer and his mother, with the plea, "Assist us," for, as this prayer attests, the Church sees the Blessed Mother of God in the saving mystery of Christ, and in her own mystery. She sees Mary deeply rooted in humanity's history, in man's eternal vocation according to the providential plan which God has made for him from eternity. She sees Mary maternally present and sharing in the many complicated problems which today beset the lives of individuals, families, and nations. She sees her helping the Christian people in the constant struggle between good and evil to ensure that it does not fall, or, if it has fallen, that it rises again. I hope with all my heart that the reflections contained in the present encyclical will also serve to renew this vision in the hearts of all believers. As Bishop of Rome, I send to all those to whom these thoughts are addressed the kiss of peace, my greeting, and my blessing in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Given in Rome, at St. Peter's, on March 25th, the Solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord, in the year 1987, the ninth of my pontificate. J.O.H. and Paul II.